Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the IA Democast. My name is Jason, and with me is Miss Leah Dudley.
At least you're not driving a car this time, or a robot.
I know. It's kind of weird. I'm only using a computer. Speaking of computers, I am going to be using a computer that is running Chrome OS, because this democast is going to give you a basic overview of navigating around with ChromeVox. For those of you who don't know, ChromeVox is Google's screen reader that you can install for Chrome OS, I believe, in the browser. Of course, you already have it if you have a Chromebook. And the thing to know about ChromeVox is it has sort of a lot of two-part commands. So what I mean by that is you have to press ChromeVox A or O and then a secondary letter. But I'll get to that in a second. The first command you're probably going to want to know is how to enable ChromeVox. So if you have a Chromebook and you need to enable ChromeVox, you can hit Alt-Control-Z, which will start your Chromebook talking. Now, while ChromeVox does work on Chromebooks with touchscreens such as the, or I should say Chrome OS tablets with touchscreens such as the Pixel Slate, I'm going to focus mainly on keyboard navigation as most Chromebooks should have keyboards. We are going to talk a little bit about touch gestures, though, since the Pixelbook does have a touchscreen. So, keeping the keyboard in mind, I'm going to hit Alt-Control-Z, and that should start ChromeVox.
ChromeVox spoken feedback is ready.
Alrighty, so we have ChromeVox enabled. So before we go much further, let me talk a little bit about the keyboard. So the keyboard on a Chromebook is going to be a little bit different than what you're going to be used to on a PC. In fact, the Pixelbook actually has a button for Google Assistant, but a lot of other Chromebooks don't yet have that button. So what you should see on an average Chromebook is, starting at the top, you should see Escape and what looks like a bunch of function keys, and we're going to find out what these do in just a minute. And then you should see your normal keyboard, you know, accent, 1, 2, 3, 4, all your numbers, your tab key, your arrows. On the Pixelbook, they are arranged in an inverted T, and you should have, yes, as they should be. And you should have a Control and Alt key on both sides. So, to talk further about the keyboard, let's talk about ChromeVox keyboard help. So, I was talking about ChromeVox having two-part commands. So, what we're going to do is to open up the ChromeVox keyboard learn mode. We are going to hit Search and O. And before we go much further, I should tell you that the Search key is where you would expect the Caps Lock key to be on a normal PC keyboard. If you want to enable Caps Lock, you can press Alt Search. That'll enable Caps Lock.
Alert. Caps Lock on. Alert. Caps Lock is on. Press Alt Search or Shift to cancel.
And you can press Shift to cancel. I'm going to go ahead and turn Caps Lock off.
Alert. Caps Lock off.
And we are going to hit Search O and K.
Tab created. ChromeVox Learn Mode. Starting Learn Mode. Press a QWERTY key, refreshable Braille key, or touch gesture to learn its function. Press Control with W or Escape to exit. Press any key to learn its name. Control W will close Learn Mode.
And Control W will also close tabs in the browser. If you hold Control W, it will close Android apps, but we'll get to Android apps later on. So, I'm going to start hitting the keys on the top of the keyboard, except for the Escape key, because we don't want to close Learn Mode yet. So, where F1 would be on a conventional keyboard, you have
Back.
That, of course, will take you backwards through your browsing history. It'll also take you backwards through different screens. And then you have going to the right.
Forward.
Refresh.
Toggle full screen.
Window overview, which brings up a list of your running applications. I don't use that very often. I tend to use Alt-Tab.
Brightness down.
If you press Alt with this combination, if you have a Pixelbook at least, you will adjust the backlight. Actually, I think it's Alt-Shift.
Alt.
You'll adjust the backlight of your keyboard. So pressing Alt-Shift-Brightness down will make it go dimmer. And then Next key.
Brightness up.
Brightness up will make it go brighter. Next to that, you have...
Volume mute.
Volume mute.
Volume down.
Volume down.
Volume up.
Volume up. And a key that is not actually announced. This key on the far top right of the keyboard will open up status information. So you'll see, like, your clock. It'll allow you to get to settings. You can get to your launcher. There's also Alt-Shift-S, which will do the same thing. Alt-Shift-L will also bring up the launcher. I'm going to be using that shortcut later on. So I think that covers the basic differences of a Chrome OS keyboard versus a PC keyboard, because you still have all your other keys. You have
Control.
Stop
speech.
Which stops speech.
Alt. Shift.
Two shift keys. And all the other keys you're familiar with. So I'm going to go ahead and hit escape to close learn mode.
Address and search bar.
It said address and search bar. So another useful key command to know if you have logged into a Chromebook and you've just played a little bit around with ChromeVox, but you want to get more info on how to use it, is the ChromeVox tutorial. And I'm actually going to go through the tutorial because it talks about pressing enter to go to next item, but it doesn't necessarily read all of the information that's there. So you're going to have to know a little bit of navigation commands to get started. So let's go ahead and hit ChromeVox O and T to open up the ChromeVox tutorial.
KT search.
Except it didn't work.
Address.
Let me hit escape and hit tab. This sometimes happens when you're in the address bar.
Web content.
So I've gone away from it. We'll do it again.
Landscape. Welcome to ChromeVox. Heading 2. Exited banner. ChromeVox tutorial. Window.
All right. So, navigating with ChromeVox is pretty similar to that of VoiceOver on Mac and iOS, as well as Narrator for Windows. The difference between navigating with Narrator, though, is I believe, and Aaliyah, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that you would press caps lock and enter to activate something instead of caps lock space.
Correct.
Yeah, and then, with VoiceOver, you press caps lock space if you have your modifier key set to caps lock or control option in caps lock. And that's basically it for ChromeVox navigation, basic navigation. We're going to be utilizing this a lot in the tutorial in order to get through it. So ChromeVox left will go to the previous item. ChromeVox right will go to the next item. ChromeVox space will activate items. In fact, it'll remind us of this. It'll tell us to press search space to activate. Again, search is the ChromeVox modifier key. So let's go ahead and go through the tutorial here and see what we have.
Are you using ChromeVox spoken feedback for the first time? This quick tutorial explains the essentials for getting started with ChromeVox. To advance, press enter. To go back, press backspace. Previous, disabled, button. Next, button. Press search space to activate.
And yes, ChromeVox does have different sounds to indicate different web elements, and the tutorial should talk about those. I'm going to go ahead and press enter to go to the next screen.
On, off, and stop. Heading 2. To temporarily stop ChromeVox from speaking, press the Control key. To turn ChromeVox on or off, use Control Alt Z. To advance, press Enter. To go back, press Backspace. Previous, Next, button. Press Search Space to activate.
And of course, we can just hit the buttons. So I'm going to go ahead and do that with Search Space.
The ChromeVox modifier key. Heading 2. In ChromeVox, the Search key is the modifier key. Most ChromeVox shortcuts start with the Search key. You'll also use the arrow keys for navigation. On the Chromebook, the search key is immediately above the left shift key. During this tutorial, press any key to hear its name. To advance, press enter. To go back, press backspace. Previous, next, basic navigation. Heading 2. To move forward between items on a page, press search right arrow, or search left arrow to jump back. To go to the next line, press search down arrow. To get to the previous line, use search up arrow. If you reach an item you want to click, press search space. Try using search right arrow now to find the next button, then press search space to click it. Previous, next, button. Press search space to activate. Jump commands. Heading 2. Use jump commands to skip to specific types of elements. To jump forward between headings, press search H. Or to jump backward, press search shift H. This is the second heading. Keep going. Either press search H or search shift H. Heading 2.
Now, you can also press search right, but I'm going to do what it says and press search H because I can.
This is the last heading. Press search H to wrap to the first heading, or search shift H to go to the second heading on this page. Jump commands. Heading 2.
And I did that so that you would hear the sound that ChromeVox makes when you've wrapped around the contents of the window.
It's funny it's talking about jump commands, and that sound that it just made kind of sounded boing.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought about that before.
But I have a hard time with these multi-key commands because it's, as somebody who's used to single-key navigation, it's just hard for me to swallow.
Yeah, and ChromeVox does have a sticky mode, and we'll get to that in a bit as well. You can enable. In fact, it's. I find it a little bit frustrating. I don't know if it's the Pixelbook itself, the way its keyboard is designed, or if it's a issue with ChromeVox, but I find if I'm trying to hold down search and navigate a page that sometimes I'll somehow end up activating sticky mode. And because I brought it up, I'll go ahead and just tell you guys now that in order to activate sticky mode, you press search twice quickly. So search.
Sticky mode enabled.
And now we can use all the ChromeVox commands without even having to hold the search key. So it's kind of like Quick Nav for the Mac. You do have to disable sticky mode if you want to type in a text field, because I believe it does not automatically disable.
That's
so
sad.
It is sad. Although I don't think QuickNav on the Mac disables either, does it?
I know it does in iOS. It does in iOS. It does not on the Mac.
Yeah, that's a little sad too. But that's a topic for a different show. So I'm going to go ahead and turn sticky mode off because I don't use it all that often.
Sticky mode disabled.
And again, I just press search twice quickly, and we're going to find the next button to continue through the tutorial.
This is the second heading. Keep go. This is the last. Try use previous. Next. Command menus. Heading 2. To explore all ChromeVox commands and shortcuts, press search period, then use the arrow keys to navigate the menus, and enter to activate a command. Return here by pressing search O then T. Try using search right arrow now to find the next button, then press search space to click it.
And I will go ahead and show that off. So if I hit ChromeVox period.
Gmail. Visited. Link. Banner.
Why did it do a search?
Images. Google Apps. Landscape. Go to beginning of table ChromeVox Alt Shift left arrow. Menu item. 1 of 63. Exited banner. ChromeVox menus. Jump. Menu. Window. Press up or down arrow to navigate, enter to activate.
And then you can use left and right arrow in order to switch sections. Sort of like the web rotor on the Mac, how you could hit VOU and then use up and down arrow to navigate by whatever element you have selected, and then use left and right arrow to choose a different element. So we're in the jump menu, so I'll go ahead and go through these commands really quickly.
Go to beginning of table ChromeVox Alt Shift left arrow. Go to beginning of the current column ChromeVox Control Alt Shift up arrow. Go to beginning of the current row ChromeVox Control Alt Shift left arrow. Go to end of table ChromeVox Alt Shift right arrow. Go to end of the current column ChromeVox Control Alt Shift down arrow. Go to end of the current row ChromeVox Control Alt Shift right arrow. Go to the next column ChromeVox Control Alt right arrow. Go to the next row ChromeVox Control Alt down arrow.
I would be using sticky mode here.
Did it just say ChromeVox Control Alt Shift and an arrow key?
It did.
Ow. My fingers.
I think I will definitely be using sticky mode when dealing with tables.
What if somebody had one hand? Like, I'm serious about this. What if somebody had one hand?
I guess you'd have to use sticky mode, although that would be hard to do those commands just with one hand. I just tried to do Alt-Control-Shift-Left, and I can do it, but it's weird.
Feels like smash. Like, yeah. Pardon me while I mash the entire right side of my keyboard.
Ah. Apparently, the older commands, and I never really experienced this, but apparently the older commands were a little more cumbersome because you had to use, like, search NH or something like that for next heading and PH for previous heading. At least now we can use search H and search shift H. So let's see what other commands we have, shall we?
Go to the next row, Chromebox, Control Alt down arrow, menu item.
Go to the next row. I would definitely be using sticky mode. I know I keep saying that, but oh my gosh, that is really a lot of keys.
Go to the previous column, Chromebox, Control Alt left arrow. Go to the previous row, Chromebox, Control Alt up arrow. Jump to details, Chromebox, AJ. Menu item, 11 of 63. Jump to the bottom of the page, Chromebox, Control right arrow. Jump to the top of the page, Chromebox, Control left arrow.
And those are very useful commands. In fact, if I go to like check for updates and stuff in order to quickly jump to the menu button and settings to enable some other options, I use that command a lot to get there because it's a lot faster.
Next button, Chromebox B, menu item. Next character, Chromebox shift right arrow, menu item. 15. Next checkbox, Chromebox X, menu item. Next combo box, Chromebox C. Next editable text area, Chromebox E. Next form field, Chromebox F. Next graphic, Chromebox G. Next group, Chromebox Control down arrow. Next heading, Chromebox H. Menu item, 22 of 63.
Groups, I've not really messed with all that much. I tend to, you know, of course, being that this computer centers around Chrome, I tend to use it to just, you know, browse web pages. I do run a couple Android apps.
Next landmark, Chromebox semicolon, menu item.
But you'll notice that a lot of these commands are pretty similar to PC commands that you might see with other screen readers. You know, B for button, X for checkbox, C for combo box, except of course you need to add search to the mix unless you're using sticky mode.
Next level 1 heading, Chromebox 1. Next level 2 heading, Chromebox 2. Next level 3 heading, Chromebox 3. Next level 4 heading, Chromebox 4. Next level 5 heading, Chromebox 5. Next level 6 heading, Chromebox 6. Next line, Chromebox down arrow. Next link, Chromebox L. Next object, Chromebox right arrow. Menu item. Next table, Chromebox T. Menu. Next visited link, Chromebox V. Next word, Chromebox control shift right arrow. Previous button, Chromebox shift B. Previous character, Chromebox shift left arrow. Previous checkbox, Chromebox shift X. Previous combo box, Chromebox shift C. Previous editable text area, Chromebox shift E. Menu item, 40 of 63. Previous form field, Chromebox shift F. Previous graphic, Chromebox shift G. Previous group, Chromebox control up arrow. Previous heading, Chromebox shift H. Previous landmark, Chromebox shift semicolon. Previous level 1 heading, Chromebox shift 1.
I'm going to skip through all these previous heading level commands because literally you're just adding shift. So.
Previous table, Chromebox. Previous link, Chromebox. Previous line, Chromebox. Previous level 6 heading. Previous line, Chromebox up arrow. Previous link, Chromebox shift L. Previous object, Chromebox left arrow. Previous table, Chromebox shift T. Previous visited link, Chromebox shift V. Previous word, Chromebox control shift left arrow. Show forms list, Chromebox control F. Show headings list, Chromebox control H. Menu item.
I believe the way those lists work, I am not a person who utilizes those type of lists a lot of the time for screen readers. So like on the Mac, I don't use the web item rotor much at all, really. But I think the way those lists work is when you bring them up, you can then use up and down arrows to find what you're looking for and then press enter to move focus to it. So if you were in the headings list and you were on the Google page, you could bring up this list. I think this is the way this works. You could bring up the list and then you could arrow down to search results, which I believe is a heading level 2. And then when you would press enter, it would jump focus to the search results heading, and then you could read down that list if you wanted to with like Chromevox right arrow or Chromevox H headings and links and so on.
Show landmarks list, Chromebox control semicolon. Show links list, Chromebox control L. Show tables list, Chromebox control T. Start reading from current location, Chromebox R. Menu item.
So yes, you can start reading from current location. It does pause a little bit when you come across elements, so it isn't quite as continuous as like NVDA in Windows, but it's definitely a lot easier than having to constantly be hitting Chromevox right arrow. Although I have found that sometimes when you read and come across certain elements on a page, it will stop. I'm not entirely sure why that is, so that is going to be something to be aware of if you try this command out on a Chromebook.
Go to beginning of table, Chromebox, Alt-Shift, left arrow. Go to beginning of table Chrome box Alt Shift left arrow. Menu item. 1 of 63.
Yes, we did wrap. Okay, so that was an extremely long menu. If you want to switch different menus in this commands list, you can press right or left arrow. So if I do that,
speech menu,
you get speech
tabs, Chromebox, actions,
heading,
menu,
landmark,
link,
form,
table,
jump,
menu, speech,
and we've wrapped around. So I'm going to look at one more menu. We're going to look at speech.
Speech menu. And announce the title of the current page. Chromebox AW. Menu item. 1 of 15.
So Chromebox AW announces the title of the page. And if we go down.
Announce the URL of the current page. Chromebox AU.
AU is announce URL.
Announces a complete description of the current position. Chromebox K. Chromebox find in page. Chromebox /. Cycle punctuation echo Chromebox AP. Cycle typing echo Chromebox AT.
Now these are toggles, so literally you would have to hit, if you wanted to cycle, you'd have to hit Chromebox AT until you got to the particular typing setting you wanted. So that's not going to bring up a menu. You will have to continuously press those commands to choose whatever typing echo you want. And that's truer with punctuation as well.
Decrease pitch Chromebox Shift close bracket. Menu item. Decrease rate of speech Chromebox Shift open bracket.
And increasing the pitch and the rate are the same thing, just minus the shift key. So Chromebox
decrease rate of speech Chromebox Shift open bracket
will speed your speech rate up, and then Chromebox Shift open bracket, as I just said, will decrease your rate of speech.
Increase pitch Chromebox increase show context menu Chromebox M menu item speak the current time and date Chromebox AD menu item stop speech control menu toggle speech on or off Chromebox volume mute menu item turn sound feedback earcons on or off. Chromebox AE. Menu item.
That was saying Chromebox AE, just so that you guys know. I know it ran those syllables together a little bit. So yes, Chromebox AE will turn the earcons off. And those are the audio sounds you were hearing earlier as I was navigating the tutorial.
Announce the title of the current page, Chromebox AW.
And we've officially wrapped around. So what I'm going to do is hit escape to close this menu.
Google Apps. Collapsed.
And again, you can always bring up the menu with Chromebox period. And if you want to activate an item, if you press enter, the item will activate. So I'm going to go ahead and open up the tutorial. I'm not entirely sure if the tutorial is going to continue where we left off, or if we're going to have to navigate back to where we were. So if we have to navigate back to where we were, I'll quickly do that, and then I'll slow down once we get to where we had been. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Chromebox OT as an open tutorial to go ahead and open the tutorial. There's also a useful command that we didn't talk about, speaking of commands, really quick, and that is checking your battery status. You can check your battery status in the status tray, or you can hit Chromebox O and B.
Battery is 89% full. Time left until battery is empty. 8 hours and 48 minutes.
To check your battery status. It's a little wordy, but it works. I would say it's actually a pretty new Chromebox command. And it was a bit of a learning curve for me, because if you hit Chromebox AD, you announce the time of date, as we heard earlier.
6:56:41 PM 5:23:20:19.
I do not know why it read it that way. I guess you guys know what time we were recording the podcast now. At least in Eastern time. But it's one of those things that gets me a little bit as I'm still relatively new to Chrome OS and Chromebox, that announce date and time is AD and announce battery status is Chromebox O and B. But it is what it is. It works. It's a lot easier than going to settings. So anyway, now that I'm done getting sidetracked, I'm going to open the tutorial, again with Chromebox O and T.
Landscape. Command menus. Heading 2.
And it did remember where we left off. Wonderful. So we're going to go ahead and move on. I'm going to go ahead and hit Chromebox B to go to the next button.
Previous. Next. Button. Press search space to activate.
And I'm going to press search space to activate it.
Helpful Chrome shortcuts. Heading 2. The next few shortcuts aren't Chromevox commands, but they're still very useful for getting the most out of Chrome. To navigate forward through actionable items like buttons and links, press the Tab key. To navigate backwards, press Shift Tab. To enter the Chrome browser address box, also called the Omnibox, press Ctrl L.
You can also hit Alt D, by the way.
To open and go to a new tab automatically, press Ctrl T. Your cursor will be in the Omnibox. To close a tab, press Ctrl W. To move forward between open tabs, use Ctrl Tab. To open the Chrome browser menu, press Alt F. To jump to other parts of the screen, like toolbars or the system tray, press Ctrl Forward. On a Chromebook, the forward key is immediately above the number 2 key.
So I guess this would be sort of like using F6 and Shift F6 in Windows.
Previous button. Next button. Press search space to activate.
So we're going to go ahead and hit next. And I do agree with Google. Those are useful Chrome shortcuts to know. Also, really quick, before we move on, you can actually use PC-like shortcuts in edit fields to edit text. So you can just use right and left arrow. Shift right and left arrow will select by characters. You can use control right and arrow to navigate by words. When you're editing, adding shift to the mix will also select by words as well. So you don't always have to use Chromevox commands, just like on the Mac, you don't always have to use voiceover commands.
Next button.
So we're going to go ahead and hit next.
Sounds. Heading 2. Chromevox uses sounds to give you essential and additional information. You can use these sounds to navigate more quickly by learning what each sound means. 1. A modal alert. Oops. Chromevox uses sounds to give you essential and additional information. You can use these sounds to navigate more quickly by learning what each sound means. Once you get more comfortable, you can turn off verbose descriptions in speech and rely on them for essential information about the page. Here's a complete list of sounds and what they mean.
So I'm going to go ahead and hit Chromevox right arrow. I actually keep verbose descriptions on because I normally do not use sounds. Aaliyah can attest to this. I turn my voiceover sounds off. I turned the NVDA sound off when I open up the start menu in Windows. I don't use screen reader sounds half the time. Actually, most of the time. But what I don't like is when you turn off verbose descriptions, you can't choose what you want described and what you don't want described. So literally, you won't necessarily know that a page, that you're reading a link, because Chromevox won't indicate that it's a link if the sounds are off and you have verbose descriptions off. So I do wish there was a way to choose what was described and what elements weren't described when reading. So we're going to go ahead and hit Chromevox right arrow to move through and see what these sounds are.
A modal alert.
A modal alert. So that's like, for instance, if you don't have any tabs open and you hit command, you can tell I use a Mac. If you hit Alt Tab, it will say alert. Press Control plus N, press N to open a new window. And that's the sound that Chromevox will play.
A non-modal alert.
Which kind of sounds the same to me.
A button. An unchecked checkbox. A checked checkbox. An editable text field. An invalid key press. A link. A list box or combo box. A page load in progress.
I love how that just like fades away, kinda. It's interesting.
A pop-up button. A slider. Wrap from beginning to end or end to beginning inside of a page. Previous, wrap from beginning to end or end to beginning inside of a page. Dialogue, or other container.
Sorry about that, I thought it was done reading. So we've reached the end of the sounds, so let's go ahead and hit next.
Previous, next, button, touch, heading 2.
And here we go with some basic touchscreen gestures.
You can use Chromevox with the touchscreen. List item, list, with 6 items. Drag one finger to hear what you touch. List item. Swipe left or right to move by item. List. Swipe up or down to move by line. List. Double tap to activate what is focused. Tap with 4 fingers to enter the Chromevox menus. List. Tap with 2 fingers to temporarily stop speech. Explore more gestures in Learn Mode in the Chromebook Help Center. Previous. Next. Button. Press search space to activate.
Now, I have looked at those gestures, and I have to say, I wish we had more navigation commands on a touchscreen without having to open up the menus. But unfortunately, as of right now, that's not the case. I've read that Google wants to change that in the future, and they are actively working on Chrome Vox and Chrome OS, so we may see something down the line. So, let's go ahead and...
Next button.
Go next.
Press search space. Learn more. Heading 2. Congratulations. You've learned the essentials to use Chrome Vox successfully. Remember that you can open the Chrome Vox command menu at any time by pressing search period. To learn even more about Chrome Vox and Chrome OS, visit the following articles. If you're done with the tutorial, use Chrome Vox to navigate to the close button and click it. Chrome Vox command reference. Chromebook keyboard shortcuts. Use Chromebook touchscreen accessibility features. Previous. Next. Chrome Vox tutorial. Close Chrome Vox tutorial. Button. Press Google Apps. Collapsed.
Alrighty. So, what do you think of the commands so far, Ilya? I mean, I know that you've already sort of known some of them from talking to me about using the Pixelbook a while ago, but...
Most of them are okay. The five-finger commands just make me want to cringe. But, other than that, I mean, they're okay.
Yeah, it was sort of my thing about them, too. Definitely gonna, you know, I'm definitely glad we have sticky mode. I really am for those sorts of situations. I just wish it would disable when you hit a text field. But, anyway. I'm going to go ahead and open up the Chrome Vox options with, Chrome Vox O and then O. Open options.
Chrome Vox options. Enable verbose descriptions. Checkbox. Checked. Press search space to toggle.
Enable verbose descriptions. We had talked about that a little bit earlier on.
Automatically read page after it finishes loading. Checkbox. Not checked. Press search space to toggle.
I believe that is checked by default, but personally I don't like that, so I've obviously have turned it off.
Speak text under the mouse. Checkbox. Checked. Press search space to toggle.
Obviously this is checked. I don't believe it is checked by default. I went ahead and checked it just because I wanted to see if I could move the mouse around easy with speech feedback, just to sort of see what it was like. So,
play at normal volume even if Chrome Vox is speaking. When playing audio, button has pop up. Collapsed. Press search space to activate.
So that does read kind of funny. Basically, you can change how Chrome Vox behaves when you're playing audio. So you can have it play at normal volume, which is obviously what I've done. You can have it duck the audio. You can also have it pause the audio when it's speaking. Which is interesting. I sort of guess I could see why you would want it to pause. Like, especially if you were listening to a podcast or something, maybe, and you needed to look something up, I guess. But I've decided to tell it to keep it at normal volume, so we're going to move on.
Voices. Heading 2.
Voices.
Voices. Heading 2. Select current voice. Android. Select current voice. Button. Has pop-up. Collapsed. Press search space to activate.
So yes, you can use Android text-to-speech engines in Chrome OS. It's a little bit weird because you have to, if you want to use something other than Google text-to-speech, you have to go into settings and then Play Store, and then manage Android preferences, and then there's a accessibility section, and in there you have screen reader heading and text-to-speech output. And that is where you would go to change your voices. I do actually have some other voices installed, but I'm not going to change my settings for this show, but it is doable. Just know that you might have to use tab and space more so than Chrome Vox left, right arrow, and Chrome Vox space when you actually get to the text-to-speech settings.
So I have a question.
Okay.
Is there a way for people to send those sound effects to mono? Like, is there a mono audio option for Chrome OS? Because I noticed that, like, some of them are completely in the right channel or completely in the left channel. And for somebody who's got a hearing impairment, what happens then?
I think there is. I will actually have to look that up now because it's been a while since I've been into the actual accessibility settings for Chrome OS. But I think there is a mono setting.
Yeah, that's good because I did notice that they're like way right or way left.
Yeah, I noticed that too. Like, it threw me off because I sort of expected when I first got my Chromebook that they were going to sort of be sort of like the voiceover sounds are on the Mac where they have that positional audio stuff going on.
Right, right.
So, but anyway, let's go ahead and see what else we have.
Braille, heading 2.
Yes, ChromeVox and Chrome OS does have Braille support. I have not had a chance to test it, but it is here.
Select an 8-dot Braille table. English United States. Select an 8-dot Braille table. Button. Has pop-up. Collapsed. Switch to 6-dot Braille. Button. Enable word wrap. Checkbox. Checked. Press search space to toggle. Bluetooth Braille display. Heading 2.
And this is a relatively new feature. ChromeVox did not have this for a while. I think it was introduced in build 73, late 73, early 74. So yeah, we can now use Bluetooth Braille displays with ChromeVox. Before, they were limited to USB.
Select a Bluetooth Braille display. Select a Bluetooth Braille display. Button. Connect. Disabled. Button. Forget. Disabled. Button.
And of course, I don't have any displays set up. I don't own any displays.
Virtual Braille display. Heading 2. Simulates the output of a refreshable Braille display in the ChromeVox panel at the top of the screen. Lines. Lines. Spin button. 1. Min 1. Press search space to activate. Cells in each line. Cells in each line. Spin button. 40. Current display style is side by side. Change display style to interleave. Button. Press search space to activate.
I'm not actually sure what that is, interleaf, but apparently we can change to interleaf.
Enable developer options. Heading 2. Button. Press search space to activate.
Ooh, we have an unlabeled button in ChromeVox options.
Enable developer options. ChromeVox options.
And we have wrapped
ChromeVox options. Heading 1. Enable verbose
to the top of the ChromeVox options. So as you can see, there are some options you can change. I think my big thing is I wish we could do I wish ChromeVox had more of a verbosity option list than it does. Like, for instance, you know, we don't have a way to indicate capital letters without pitch changes. You can't configure pitch changes. But I will get to reporting feedback a little bit later on. So let's go ahead and close the ChromeVox options page with Control W.
ChromeVox button has pop up. View site information. Press search space to activate.
Alrighty, and now we are going to go search the web. So what I'm going to do is I am actually going to open up. I'm going to hit Control L.
Address and search bar. Edit text.
And I'm going to go to iaccessibility.net.
CSFBILBSECC.
I can't spell, apparently.
CSBYE. Banner. iAccessibility making success accessible. iAccessibility making success accessible. List item.
And of course, that's
one of six.
That sound is telling us the page is loading. I'm not sure why it's taking so long to load here. It shouldn't be.
iAccessibility making success accessible.
But it now has loaded. So I am going to, first I'm going to just go through the page with ChromeVox, right arrow. Then I'm going to use headings and I will activate a link and I might even play part of a podcast. So let's go ahead and get started.
Toggle high contrast. Toggle button. Not pressed. List item. List. With one item. Skip to content. Call us today. 1-833-9-PIPE. iAccessibility, iAccessibility.net. Link. Press search space to activate.
That pipe is a punctuation character. We aren't in the plumbing business. I think the way it reads it like that is, I think because Chrome OS is sort of built on top of Linux, as I understand it, it sort of reads it similarly. So I'm going to go ahead and continue to use ChromeVox right arrow.
iAccessibility logo. Visited. Link. Press search space to toggle mobile menu. Report. Vertical picture of Dbot N97S. IACASTD mocap gallery. IACAST.
So as you can see, it is definitely reading the page. I'm going to go ahead and hit Control ChromeVox left arrow to go to the top.
Toggle high contrast. Toggle button.
Now I'm going to navigate by links with ChromeVox L.
Skip to content. iAccessibility, iAccessibility.net. Link. iAccessibility logo. Visited. Link. Toggle mobile menu. Collapsed. Link. Press search space to activate.
And I can go backwards, of course, with ChromeVox Shift L.
iAccess, skip to content. Discord. Link.
And we just wrap to the bottom of the page. I can now use ChromeVox H and Shift H to navigate by headings.
Report. Heading 1. IACAST Democast 20 EchoVax Dbot N79S Robot Vacuum. IACAST. Link.
And I can use ChromeVox B to navigate by buttons. Except I appear to have gotten stuck. There's something about the web player or something on our page that makes ChromeVox get stuck, and it looks like the only way to get out of that is to hit tab. So I'm going to tab out of this.
IACAST.
Now I should be able to use
play button. Audio yes. Player. Application. Press search space to activate.
So I just used ChromeVox B to jump to the audio player button. And if I continue to hit ChromeVox B, we'll see other buttons on the page.
Mute. Play. Mute. Play.
And if I hit ChromeVox Shift B, we can go backwards.
Mute. Play. Mute. Play. Top login. Default. Button. Form. Region. Press search.
Now we're on login. So let's go ahead and choose a podcast.
Report. Heading 1. Exited region. Exited form. Vertical picture of IACAST Democast 20 EchoVax Dbot N79S Robot Vacuum.
Yes. The EchoVax Dbot show. That was a really, really fun show. So I'm going to go ahead and press ChromeVox space to click this.
IACAST Democast 20 EchoVax Dbot N79S Robot Vacuum iAccessibility. IACASTD.
And we can use ChromeVox H again to navigate by headings.
IACAST Democast 20 EchoVax Dbot N79S Robot IA by Jeff Pipe May 19th 20 Pipe IA Cast Com IA D Pipe 0 Dboy N975s from XVax. Link. List item. List. With one item. Audio player. Application. Press search space to activate. Play. Button. Press search space to activate.
And again, I got stuck in the audio player thing. I'm not entirely sure why that's happening, but I just hit tab to get out of it. So I should be able to hit ChromeVox space.
Pause button.
Yes,
press
and that
search
has started
space to activate.
The audio player.
Play button. Press search space to activate. Pause button. Press search space.
We should be able to use, yep, down arrow adjusts the volume, makes it softer. Up arrow makes it louder. Or at least it should, but it's not.
Slider, 50, min 0, max 100, press search space.
And I can use right and left arrow to seek.
Not quite doing it.
01, 50, 50. 03, 15, 50. 04, 41, 50.
If I hit left arrow, we can go backwards.
01, 50. Pause, button, play.
And I just hit ChromeVox Shift B and ChromeVox space to activate that pause button. So for whatever reason, I did get stuck on the web player of our website. I'm not sure why that is. I don't know if it happens with other websites, but it does definitely appear to be happening with this one. So just know that if that happens to you, if you're trying to listen to a podcast on our page, you can use tab to navigate away from the player. So let's go ahead and do something interesting. Let's go ahead and open up an Android app. ChromeVox can read Android apps. You also have the ability to use TalkBack. I find that TalkBack does seem to read apps a little nicer than ChromeVox does, but ChromeVox can still read them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up Pandora, and it should start playing music. So what I'll I'll probably have to do is use ChromeVox B to find the appropriate button to make it stop playing music so that I can show you that ChromeVox does, in fact, read the interface. And then I'll choose a station, play a little bit of a song, fade it out, and we will go from there. Let's go ahead and open up an Pandora. So I'm going to hit Alt-Shift-L to go to my launcher.
Launcher. Button. Exited main. Exited region. Exited application. Shelf. Toolbar. Window. Press search space to activate.
Shelf is kind of like the dock. You can pin apps to it and remove apps from it.
Alert. Connected to airport. Weak signal. Press search space to activate.
Yeah, I don't know why it seems to be disconnecting and reconnecting to my network. That's started a couple versions ago, so hopefully that'll get fixed sometime soon. But anyway,
search your device, apps, and web. Use the arrow keys to navigate your apps. Edit text, window, alert, launcher, partial view, alert, connected to airport.
Hush. So I hit space to activate the search field. So I'm going to go ahead and type Pandora in here.
Unselected.
And speaking of text fields, you do not need to press ChromeVox space in order to start editing a text field. You can just navigate to the text field and start typing. If you are editing a text field and you happen to be using TalkBack, then you'll have to use search space to activate the text field, I believe. And while I'm on this topic, if you want
connected to airport,
if you want to switch to TalkBack, you will want to hit ChromeVox A and then right bracket. If you want to switch back to ChromeVox, you will want to hit ChromeVox A and left bracket. That was extremely hard for me to find, so I figured I would let you guys know.
Alert. Connected.
Google's documentation.
Type a message. Edit text.
What do you mean?
I appear to bring up Google Assistant, and while that happened, yes, the Pixelbook does have Google Assistant. As I mentioned, there's an Assistant button on the Pixelbook. It's next to the left control key. You can also say H-E-Y Google to summon the Assistant as well if you set that up. So I'm going to get it out of that.
Play button.
With Escape, and I'm going to navigate back to the launcher and open up Pandora. But before I do that, as I was saying, Google's documentation does say that TalkBack should open immediately when you open up an Android app, but that had never happened for me the entire time I have owned my Pixelbook. So I don't know if that just if that behavior was changed and they just didn't update the documentation, or what the case is with that. Maybe I was looking at an older version of the accessibility page. I don't know, but it wasn't doing it. So I figured I would let you guys know about that command. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Alt-Shift-L again to go to the launcher.
Launcher. Button. Search your device.
Hit space to bring up the search field. Type Pandora.
P. Unselected.
Use down arrow.
Pandora. Google search. Press search. Pandora rings. Pandora. Button. Press search space to activate.
That should be the app. I'm going to go ahead and hit enter.
Pandora logo, Pandora logo, Pandora logo 1905.2. Exited main, exited region, Pandora, application, Pandora, window, sign up for free, button.
Oh, I apparently did not sign into Pandora. Well, what I'll do is I'll at least read this window so that you can see that I am in fact opening and using the Pandora app.
Welcome background, image.
So if I ChromeVox right.
Pandora logo. Image. Find the music you love and let the music you love find you. Sign up for free. Button. Log in. Button. Press search space to activate. Welcome background. Log in.
I will go ahead and log in.
Pandora. Pandora logo. Email. Edit text.
All right. So I am now logged in. And the first item we see is...
Navigation menu with notification. Button. Press search space to activate.
Navigation menu with notification. I'm not going to look at that. I am going to choose a station, and we will look and see how ChromeVox reads things. So I'm going to go ahead and ChromeVox right.
My collection. My stations. Browse. Search. Press search space to activate.
So you can actually hit ChromeVox space on these, I believe. It doesn't always read buttons and Android apps as buttons. I'm sure there's some sort of Java reason or some sort of other reason why it's not able to do that, but sometimes that does happen.
List item. List. With 10 items. Podcasts up, find at recent stations. List item. Shuffle station art, shuffle stations. List item. Search space to activate.
Let's do that. Let's shuffle stations. So I'm going to go ahead and hit Chromebox space.
Shuffle station art, shuffle stations. Press search space to activate. Tap IMG to read.
This is the final number.
I have no idea what this is, so I'm going to hit Chromevox B to see if we can find the pause button.
Minimize, close, back, navigate, album art, thumb down, replay, pause, play, button.
All right, so that has been paused. So let's go ahead and look at the window now that we're not being distracted by music.
Navigate up, button. Navigate up, shuffle, press search space to activate.
So we have navigate up.
Shuffle, album art cover, button. Press search space to activate. Have a drink on me. Now playing.
And I appear to have skipped it somehow. I didn't actually touch the skip button. But if you hit
album art thumb three, pause, play button, press search space to activate. Now playing. Press search space to activate. Advertisement.
Okay. If you hit right arrow, you will skip to the next song. I think if you hit up arrow, you will tell Pandora that you love a song, and if you hit down arrow, it'll ban a song, so you need to be really careful when navigating this application. I'm actually going to go ahead and stop here, because as you guys can see, I am definitely able to use Pandora. It does have some interesting issues. Using Android apps with Chromevox tends to have some interesting issues. But it does kind of work. And again, you can always switch to TalkBack if you need to. So, with that being said, I think that this has been a really fun show to do for you guys. I hope that this show has given you a little bit of a taste as to what using Chromevox is like. I have by no means covered everything that you can accomplish in Chrome OS. But I at least wanted to give you guys a basic overview of navigating around in Chromevox, and I wanted to at least demonstrate using one Android app, because that's just cool. If you would like to get more information about Chromevox, you can do so by going to chromevox.com. You can also go to Google's accessibility page. Google also has a discussion group for Chromevox. It's the Chromevox Discuss Group. We will put a link to it in the show notes. It's a very great place to ask questions. Maybe you are considering getting a Chromebook and you don't know where to start. You have some Chromevox questions. It's a really nice place to get help. And again, we'll link to it in the show notes. You know, again, there's Google's accessibility page. We can link to that in the show notes, chromevox.com. So you've got all kinds of resources to get you started and up and running with your first Chromebook. So with that, I think we are going to go ahead and end the show here. So with that being said, Aaliyah, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net, and you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199.
And you can find me producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Jason@iAccessibility.net. You can search for me on Facebook, just search for Jason Earls. You can also find me on Twitter at JDE91, that's Juliet Delta Echo 91. If you do add me, please let me know that you have found me from the IACast network. Also, don't forget to join the iAccessibility community at iAccessibility.net/Slack. You can sign up there and you can chat with us live on our shows. And iAccessibility's contact info will be in our theme, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this show, and do let us know if this show has helped you learn how to use a Chromebook, or, you know, maybe you've decided to get a Chromebook. We'd be very interested to hear your thoughts, so do send us an email, feedback@iAccessibility.net. Again, the rest of our contact info will be in our theme, so stay tuned for that. With that said, thanks for listening, and hope you guys enjoyed this. Bye, everyone.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iaccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook? Search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iAcast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.